Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to G2 Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Jay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the G2 Palace. It's Butter Baby.
Butter Baby. It's Butter Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the
The Diva Squad, Squad, Squad,
Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad,
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, look on me, that's how I see them. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end to future all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. A new mile frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's foul. What you holler about, money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's
Microphone check. Lip gloss.
Hello, hello, hello.
And welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. You are now on live with your Divas. And this is Long Island's leading lady. Her handle is Miss Mobetto. My angle is to bring the necessary with a signature, absolutely. What's going on, folks? Which Divas I got in the building with me tonight? Who's in the building?
Yeah, Ray Queen is in the building.
We got Ray Queen in the building. Storm will be in a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We are in the building and doing what we do. We are still in. This is what, Scorpio season. So happy birthday to all Scorpios out there. Whoever's celebrating a birthday, happy birthday. Celebrate responsibly. So, Ray Queen, if we don't have any announcements, really, I don't know if you... Oh, wait. We're going to say happy birthday to Naija. Happy birthday to Naija for life. Today, she turned 30 years old. Happy birthday, Nai.
30. Happy birthday.
Yes.
I do have a little something. I would like for all... To just think about, you know, I'm actually going to give a moment of silence, just one quick moment, not even a whole 4 minute, but just a couple of seconds of silence. My family is going through something right now. I have several members that are ill right now. One of my nieces who just got diagnosed with MS, and she has the flu at this moment, and so does her son, and two family members of three, four, five family members that are in the care of doctors due to COVID. So please just keep my family members in your prayers and uplift us, please. Thank you. And
absolutely,
that's about it on the announcement. Yes, yes, I'm passing on the mic.
Absolutely.
Yes,
and
yeah.
Even with that.
Microphone check. 1212.
Okay, we got
Storm
is in the
building.
Yes.
In the building.
Yes.
Another
big
shout. How's everybody?
We're good. We're just giving a shout out to all the sick and shut-ins. Another big hug to all of the family members and friends and those that we do know who are, you know, sick and ill and shut in and in the hospital, whatever. Big hugs to all of our family members and friends and those that we know and those that we don't even know. 'Tis the season to be jolly. However, it's also the season that a lot of people get sick. So big hugs. Passing on the mic. What's up, ladies?
The sky and the ceiling.
I'm doing good.
Yes.
I definitely want to say excuse me in advance, because I will be in and out tonight, but I'm definitely here. I'm checking it out with y'all.
All right.
Okay. Listen, we know how to...
Sorry about that, because I know I'm here. I'm here. I'm going to check in. Give my feedback a little bit from time to time, but I'll come in.
Yes. Diva Squad is in the building. Ew! Diva Squad in the building. Diva Palace. It's
Butter Baby. So tonight, folks, tonight's topic, I think, is very interesting. It's an interesting topic because we know a lot of people use a lot of phrases and terms and stuff that, you know, on a regular basis, sometimes it becomes cliche or something that you're just familiar hearing. But at times we don't be knowing what the true definition of things are. I don't know, it's for a lack of whatever, you know, I'm not getting into that specific because everybody's story is different. However, tonight, the title of our show tonight, what does it mean to you to be your brother's keeper? And before we get into answering that question, the reason that we chose this topic is because I don't know if everybody is following the news or whatever as far as Kyrie Irving goes and what's happening with him, you know, in his situation. But a quick backstory, Kyrie Irving shared some content from a movie, a documentary slash book called Hebrews to Negroes. Now, you have a lot of folks that felt that it was anti-Semitic or anti-Jew or however they want to, you know, word it for whatever reason they chose to say that he was being anti. But however, in my opinion, that wasn't being anti-anything because he posted the stuff. I guess they felt that he shouldn't have because there's a lot of people in the Jewish community. I'm going to just say Jewish, you know, because that goes to a lot of different chains or whatever. You have Hebrews, you have Islamic, you have a lot of people that are connected to Semitism. But it wasn't anti what he did. But now my thing is they went at Kyrie very hard to where he was suspended 5 games. He offered $500,000, which if I was me, I wouldn't offer them shit, to the Jewish community. They rejected it. They didn't accept the money. And I believe they didn't accept it because they know that what he put up there, it really had nothing to do with him. It just because he shared it. Now, the reason why a lot of you hear Kanye, Kyrie, and I'm sharing information like that because black people are the original Jews, according to the information and the research and everything that they received. So, you know, it goes way deep, you know, as far as people, you know, being Jewish or claiming to be Jewish or Israelite or you're Semite, and it goes way deep, and that just takes to do a lot of research for you to get the full knowledge, because I don't have the full knowledge. I know some things that I've read, but other than that, I don't really understand. However, moving forward with the topic that we told, you have the media now going to a lot of the other players and stuff and asking, you know, their opinions or whatever on what happened with Kyrie. You have big names like LeBron James. You have Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley. You know, people with big platforms, Shannon Sharp or whatever. Now, you know, I asked the question because most of those names that I just named are denouncing Kyrie Irving, which I feel, again, in my opinion, over here we work on our own opinions. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. In my opinion, if you stood with Colin Kaepernick, there's no way that you should be denouncing Kyrie Irving. That what Colin Kaepernick did was taking a knee, you know, for the injustice of black people being treated. Now, with Kyrie Irving posting that, isn't he entitled to his own opinion or our freedom of speech? What happens to all that stuff in this position? I'm gonna let people respond. We're gonna open the lines up early too. So if you want to go on live, the number is 319-527-6761. But you have to press 1 in order to go on live, and then we'll put you on. Go ahead, Ray.
Great topic. Lord knows I am not that big on sports, and Lord, everybody knows I'm in my own little circle and out of the loop with, as far as, you know, a lot of the news and a lot of things that go on within sports and all that stuff. But I do know that this is a great, great topic. And I, too, since I've heard, you know, of this issue, have a lot of questions myself. I'm, however, not going to ask. You're not going to hear my voice a lot, unless it's pretty much a question tonight, but I am so interested in this topic. I'm so interested in this.
Okay.
So, Diva, pass on, because I'm learning.
Okay.
I'm learning.
No, I want to know. No, what I want you to do, though, you don't have to speak specifically to that topic, to that situation, to the Kyrie situation. But My question would be, and it's not even speaking to that. My question is, what does it really mean to you to be your brother's keeper? That's the
your
actual question.
Keeper.
That was the scenario that's a part of that. What does it really mean to you to be your brother's keeper?
Right. Now, I myself, that too is touchy. That too is touchy. I know Storm is going to be devil's advocate, but myself too. If your brother is right, if you feel your brother is right, but you know politics is going to also play a role, or you know law or what most people think is going to play a role. You know, when it comes to being your brother's keeper, I know me personally, if I'm with you on something, if I'm with my brother / sister, my people, my whatever, whoever I am supporting, I am supporting you, i.e. Obama mm-hmm. is still my president. So, when it comes to am I my brother's keeper? Absolutely, I am 100%. When I'm down for you, I'm down for you.
Right.
I'm down for you. I am my brother's keeper. Yes, I am.
No, I get
that's
it.
That's the type.
In those instances, Ray, when I say I'm my brother's keeper, like you said, being my brother's keeper to me is being corrective without being judgmental. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not here to judge you, calling you all kind of idiots and all of that. That's being judgmental. And what happens then, it takes you from being your brother's keeper to being a gatekeeper. That means I'm not trying to lose my status to support you because they don't like it. You understand? Now, most of these people that we hear speaking against Kyrie out, y'all have enough power and money to band together for those that are blocking him out to build our own. You understand what I'm saying? They have the power to and the finance and the resources to start building our own. Then we wouldn't be having this discussion right now.
True. I agree.
And that's what it means to me to be my brother's keeper. Not just that's one entity.
Right.
That's a part of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's being corrective. You know what I'm saying? I find it disheartening that they're even coming after Kyrie Irving and not going after Jeff Bezos, who actually sells this stuff. He's capital. That's why this is what goes to show you that this country is all about capitalism. It doesn't matter who gets exploited. It doesn't matter who gets exploited.
I agree with you on that.
It doesn't matter who gets exploited. It's all about capital gain. It's all about capital gain. It doesn't matter where you end up at. Because, like I said, they didn't go after Mr. Amazon himself for selling the book. They didn't go after him. So, you mad at Kyrie because he shared it? But as long as you got paid off it, it doesn't matter? Like, it doesn't matter because he sold it? Like, make it make sense to me. Because it doesn't. It makes zero sense to me.
And you just made a point. You just made a major point. Okay, he pushed it. Like you said, you're not going after this entity or this company or whatever for putting out the book on their platform or whatever, but you're going to go after Kyrie himself for, you know, question mark.
It's a whole red flag. Because whatever Kyrie trying to enlighten his people, like, listen, we already know in this country that, first of all, they never even used to allow black people to learn to read. You would be lynched for that. You would be penalized or reprimanded or disciplined for learning how to read. You know why? Because they was hiding all of the stuff, all of the answers we needed was in the books.
Right.
It was in the book.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's like it takes. We have to start researching. Start researching. You know what I mean? And once we start researching and seeing kings and queens that we really are, we would stop bucking against each other. We don't. We no longer have to fight for a spot.
Right.
Because that's what happens, especially in the Black community. We are fighting for a spot that we no longer have to fight for. If we reach. Ooh. If we take the time and do our research.
Say that again, sis.
I just find it very disheartening. I find it disheartening because we shouldn't be having that, have this conversation nowadays. But we already know history was, it was a lot of untruth in history, which is what they feel that was happening with what Kyrie shared, that it wasn't any truth. But like I said, the truth only hurts when you have been living a lie. The truth, only hurts when you've been living a lie. That's the only time truth hurts. That's the only time it hurts. When you have been living a whole lie, whether it's you or indirectly you, somebody connected to you. When you've been living that lie, of course the truth is going to hurt. Now you feel that somebody's hating or somebody's shooting at you because they told the truth, because the truth was exposed. So you start off with the truth, you won't end up with it. You're going to end up with it. And this is why a lot of this stuff is happening now, because people have been living a whole lie. And I'm not just speaking to that situation. I'm not just speaking to that.
Right.
I'm just saying period. People have been living a whole lie because this is what you're taught. A lot of this stuff is taught. All we really know as far as history is what they were teaching us in school. About George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and you know what I'm saying? And they were only giving you the good parts of them. They wasn't giving you the full spectrum. And now they want people to just forget it. But what's happening is they kept sweeping it under the rug. And now it's a whole mountain. It went from a little molehill to a mountain. To a mountain. So what they want to do now, again, in my opinion, what they're trying to do now, they want to strip Kyrie of his dignity. They see it. We don't want your money. We want your pride. We want your dignity. We want your dignity. So now it's done spilled over. It's a pot that done spilled over. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But again, the number is 319-527-6761. We speaking about what does it mean to you to be your brother's keeper? Like I said, we don't stuff like that. You hear people all the time. Oh, if y'all seen the movie New Jack City with what's his name, Nino Brown, and you talk about am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. Am I my brother's keeper? You know what I'm saying? Now that somehow got lost. That really somehow got lost. Look at all the rappers and stuff that we have lost lately. May they all rest in peace. Somebody who however they've been taken out unalive by people that looks like them. That looks like us. But when a police officer get out there and do it, and I'm not condoning it either way. I'm not condoning that either way. Both ways are wrong. You want to march the streets and have all kind of rallies and this and that. No, that's why I always say charity starts at home and it spreads abroad. And that's a part of being my brother's keeper. I'm not going to let you go out like that. I'm not even going to let you leave the door like that. And that's why I say also it's about being corrective also without being offensive or judgmental. Listen, that just don't look good. You know what I'm saying? Try something else. We don't have to keep competing against each other. We don't have to, and that's why I hate that the media actually went to these other players to even ask them. They should have all said no comment. No comment, because now you fed them whatever they was looking for. You fed them by response.
Yep. Yep. Listen.
Now they got us looking at y'all the sideways.
Yeah, listen, a saying from the Bible's story of Cain and Abel. After Cain had murdered his brother Abel, God asked him where his brother was. Cain answered, "I know not. I am my brother's keeper." Wow.
Oh, well, you know the Bible speaks about a lot of things. Wolves and sheep clothing.
You already know.
You know, the tax man and, you know.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the Bible, if you read it, you'll see the word of manifest. The word manifests, man. it manifests itself.
Absolutely.
First of all, I'm no pastor. I'm in no position to be sitting here preaching to anybody. So, you know, I can only share what I've learned. But it's sad. It's a sad day for us. When it comes to that, when people talking about being their brother's keeper and all of that stuff, it's a sad day because people, it's not being respected. It's not respected anymore. You know what I mean? And all respect is lost. All moral is lost. All of that stuff is gone.
Out the door.
You know, all of that stuff is gone. Even when we're speaking about the politicians and all that stuff, I was trying not to go there, but you know, even when it comes to like the politicians and stuff, you know, how far are you willing to sell your soul for this?
Y'all know they're the
biggest sales people in the world. They're the biggest sales people in existence. It's politicians. Let me see if I have the best pitch. You know what I'm saying? And you get in office and everybody's doing the same shit. Because first of all, I don't care how we try to fix it. One side can't do anything without the approval of the other. Good, bad, or indifferent. Let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Let's be real about it. You know? So come on, man. Come on. Again, I'm trying not to mess with politics tonight because I haven't even sat down to see who won what and where and all kinds of stuff. I'm trying to avoid that right now because all that does is send me into a whole frenzy. But I'm trying to hear from my people tonight to see what it actually means for them to be their brother's keeper. I'm trying to see what it means to folks to be your brother's keeper, because from the display I've been seeing, that doesn't exist. It's not existing anymore. And what happened to us? What happened to us? What happened? Where do you see us going from here? Because now all we did was we fueled their fire. We gave them more ammunition. We gave them some more stuff. Because you have all these big name players bucking against each other.
Cool.
Like LeBron and Kyrie Irving and Shaq and Shannon Sharp. And I love Shannon Sharp. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
But and he is Now, you know, he's stepping up a little bit and said that now they're going too far with it. Like, first, they I don't know what it is with Kyrie Irving. They've been shooting at him. They've been coming for his head when he refused to take the vaccine. You know what I'm saying? You see, he could play home games and all kinds of stuff like that. So he's been standing his ground. And I thought that's what Colin Kaepernick was kneeling for. Not specifically, but generally, I thought that's what taking that knee meant. How do you stand with him and buck against Kyrie? Is that not a contradiction? I, somebody has to make it make sense to me.
Right.
Somebody has to make it make sense. But, oh, Lord, I'm trying not to get my blood pressure all raised up in here, folks. I'm right. I'm trying to just make sense of this. You know, I didn't even touch the other word, Kanye. Listen, even with him, I'm gonna just talk about him for a second. What he was saying wasn't anti either. If people had to listen to see, once media get their hands on things, they edit and pick and choose what part of the story they want to highlight or put whatever. What he was saying, he was jealous of these people. What anti-Semitism is that? Being jealous.
Jealousy and envy. Two more terms.
Why can't we have the same status? Now y'all want to cancel him? Because again, there was some truth in what they said. There was truth in what he said. Somebody just texted me now. They sent Muhammad Ali to jail for standing up to two white folks. Like, come on, man. Like, they want their dignity. They don't want their money or none of that. They want their dignity. That's what they call buck breaking. When I can strip you of your dignity. That's what breaking the buck is. And that's what they're trying with Kyrie Irving, is trying to break the buck, because he's standing his ground. He said what he said. And he didn't say anything that was detrimental to anybody.
He didn't hurt anyone. He didn't touch anyone. He did not abuse anyone. He did not do anything illegal other than voice his opinion.
Let's talk about it now.
There's a big difference.
They still let Brett Favre. Brett Favre move forward. Kyrie didn't say anything. He posted a link. He didn't even say anything. He didn't say anything against anybody. This is how you know there was truth in what he posted. I watched it from Hebrews to Negroes. Wake up, Black America. Everybody else started the anti. Even Kanye didn't say, he wasn't saying anything anti either. He's just saying
he was
jealous.
Right. So. Speaking of Kanye, I was driving down the traveling down the highway today, and here in where I am, and big shout out to Charlotte, North Carolina, where I recently relocated to, and am so grateful that I am here. But I was driving down the road, I was traveling, and stopped at a stoplight, and there was this guy. I was like, okay, look at this dude standing on the corner with some newspapers or something. And so I opened my window, I'm like, good morning, you know, how are you, what's up, sir? And he was, one of the guys in the Nation of Islam or whatever, and he was selling or even donating, you know, papers, the papers, Nation of Islam, like Newsday or whatever. And on the front and the back of this past week and last week was Kanye West. I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I donated. I purchased one for $2, and then I donated $2. And he, you know, he gave me an extra one. And I did put them in the door panel, you know, to look at for later. But
I was going to say,
you know, just
read it, take a look at it,
yeah,
and see.
Yeah, I'm definitely going.
Like I said,
yeah, definitely going to. Yeah.
Like I said, the truth only hurts when you live in a lie. And that's what's been happening. Oh. You have people on stolen land with stolen businesses, stolen money, stolen titles. So that's why I always say identity is important. Identification is very important. It's important.
I agree.
It's important. But the truth only hurts when you've been living that lie. You've been living this lie for years. You've been having us live a lie for years because of how you had us set up and how we were taught. But I said, they kept sweeping a lot of stuff up under the rug and, everything goes and now it's a big old mountain. You can't just step over it now. Now you have to try to climb over. You got to try to climb over it. And again, now they're into buff breaking. They're trying to take the dignity because they see now you couldn't stop me from making my money because I'm back playing right now. Now they want to try to take your dignity. Now they shut up and dribble. That's what they want you to do. Shut up and dribble. Shut up and do what I say or I'm going to take it all from you. And that's exactly how they're handling Kyrie right now. And I stand with him.
Wow.
I'm sorry. And I might have some people on here that might not agree with me or agree with whatever. Again, Kyrie didn't say anything. He didn't say anything derogatory. He didn't say anything that caused detriment or anti-anything. All he did was share things for enlightenment, for educational purposes. If people would take the time and stop just reading the headlines and going to reading the story, you'd see exactly what it was all about. And I'm sure I'm sure a lot of people because there's a 3-book series or a 3-hour and 28-minute movie that people are not going to agree with or not going to sit down and take the time to watch.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm definitely going to watch the documentary or whatever it is that you mentioned. I'm definitely going to Google this and definitely going to do my research, my reading and all that stuff because I'm interested. I want to learn.
If we have more people that actually research that, more of our people that are researching instead of as they did watching Love and Hip Hop and all of that shit, we'd be in a better position right now.
And that's why.
For anybody anybody that's on this line, if you're into reading books or whatever, you get a Meet Your Straw Man. Get the book Meet Your Straw Man from Amazon or wherever, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy your books from. Meet Your Straw Man. That's helping you understand how the banking system here works and how everything works here in this country. It's a lot of information. And even with watching Hebrews to Negroes, it's an informational documentary. It's not a movie you sit down like, it's not that type of movie. It's a whole documentary. Again, it's nothing wrong with knowing who you are, where you come from. That's why they have the DNA testing and all of that stuff. And you know what's crazy? Because not just people of color, black people, brown people, or whatever. We're not the only ones using that because you have a lot of the nasty people that don't know where they come from either. They just been set up to thinking that they are the shit, and they didn't have to. But trust me, they don't be knowing either. they don't be knowing either, and that's why we are in the position we are now with fighting because people are posting content because they don't know, or they do know and they don't want to be exposed. People hate exposure. People hate exposure. Why? I don't know. I can't answer for everybody. But people hate being exposed. Because, again, they are living that lie. They are living the lie. And this stuff didn't just start. But like I said, they're into book breaking now. They're trying to break Kyrie and them down because they want his dignity. They want him to have shame. They want him to feel shameful for what he did, posted. Again, he didn't create it. He's not monetizing off of it, and nothing is connected to him other than him checking, other than him sharing. Yep. So, like I said, we have people on here that they sending messages now, and her. Her statement was, and her brother's keeper, she's a rider that will also check you when you're wrong, an unbreakable bond. That's what it means. And that's what my diva stole. That's what it means to be a brother's keeper. That's what it means to be a brother's keeper. But again, your brother's keeper, it is. It's about being loved, corrected, and all of that, all of the above, without being offensive or offended. Offensive or offended. I'm not here to hate on you. I'm like your mirror. You should be able to look at me and be looking at yourself like, oh no, that's not gonna work for you. That doesn't fit you. But somehow that's lost. We still out here fighting over a position, a status.
Oh.
A status.
Oh.
So,
it's crazy, I'm telling you. It's so crazy. Check. Can you guys hear me or no?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. The feedback, this seems real crazy for me. I'm sorry. Bear with me, guys. Just every time I go to court, something happens. Someone comes in. Somebody comes around. Something starts beeping. I'm telling you.
So that's okay. We can hear you loud and clear, Diva.
I'm telling you, it's crazy. Okay, yeah, there we go. I'm telling you, every single time I move, I go from five to five, somebody starts talking, the machine starts going off. But thank you. Yes, that's how I feel about, that's my definition of my brother's keeper. And I always think of Nino Brown, you know, when I always hear someone say that, it's like I always think of him. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. So, definitely. But it's definitely a good show, ladies. I'm listening. You know, I keep trying to chime in as much as possible. So did I miss anything? I heard the moment of silence. I said, oh, God, damn, did somebody die or something? Like,
nah.
No.
That was for people that are sick.
Then, the sick and shut in. Like, who was that church?
Yeah, because...
And then Rachel had to give us a scripture from the Bible. I was like, oh, Lord, preach, sister, preach. And then Andy coming with the rawness. I hear it. I thought
you know how I get.
A little bit. I know. I was like, all right, this is her. I said, she ain't watched the news yet to see who won what and who's doing what. I said, but
yeah. No,
the topic.
I didn't even care to watch that.
You know, it's such a good topic, because a couple of key words that you did say is that, like, you know, our innocent people, you know, we're killing each other at the end of the day. It's like, we're killing each other. And do people really understand what that term means, am I a brother keeper? I don't think so, because nowadays people sell out their mother if they have to.
Yep.
You know, I hope you can hear me. I got my mask on, but to me,
no,
that's how I feel.
No, we hear you.
At the end of the day,
that's a fact.
You got people that are sell whatever they got to sell. They sell their soul just to get ahead.
Oh, that's a fact.
Or just to get, you know, they go. Well, I don't think a lot of people even know what the term means. You know, and it's hard when people talk about loyalty and, you know, being a rider and being them. You know, a lot of people don't know what that means, and I don't know where the lack of it came from, because. You know, when we're growing up, you know, you got your brother, you got your sister. If you have both, you know, it is what it is. But when one go, we all go. You know, when that's a situation, we all go. you know,
and you know
as
what?
You get older, you know, go ahead.
That it was it went beyond your brothers and sisters. You know, growing up, we all was at mama's house. We was
right.
All in the same bed. We all, you know what I'm saying? We all was that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like I said, because the world has become so material, till you went from being your brother's keeper to being a gatekeeper, and what that means. I'm going to protect my materialism before I protect
say that
my
again.
Family.
Yeah, say that again. That's
well,
the truth
I,
right
listen,
there.
That all the truth. For status. Oh, you're getting too big. You're leaving us behind. We can't have that. So we gonna go and find some little random somebody to take you out. Look at Nick.
And guess
Hussle.
What?
He
How about
trying,
yourself?
He was trying to
some,
feed his people.
Well, look, some little random, right? Some little random that doesn't even understand what they're doing. Mm. You know, they think, oh, I'm fitting in. You know, oh, I'm being told to do this. Or, oh, even if they give me a couple $100s. Because to me, honestly, a little random, you're not getting no big money. You're not getting no money for doing what you're doing. You know,
that's
and then after you do what you do, what about the other consequence you got to deal with? So to me, I just feel like, you know, it got lost in the storm. It's there, and, you know, there's a lot of sellouts. There's a lot of people that's not loyal to you. A lot of people that don't have your best interest first. You know, and I think that's part of the problem. You know, a lot of people that just going to cover themselves, and that's it. And whoever, you know, it's kind of like, not we're going to grow together and go to the top together. It's kind of like I'm going to meet you at the top, and I hope you make it there because I'm going to be there first. You know, it's one of those, I feel, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. But, again, it's all about capitalism. I keep telling y'all, and I say it probably almost every other show we have, the common denominator is money. It's money.
Oh.
And Kyrie is showing them, like, okay, what y'all want to do? I went almost the whole season anyway without playing because I wouldn't take y'all vaccine. What next?
Mm.
Like I said, they trying to break the buck. They trying to break the buck. And again, Nick Cannon tried to explain to the dude what buck breaking is. The breaking the buck means we're going to, a buck is a big, strong, they try to take them and bring them down to a little girl size, try to demasculate them.
Yeah, break them down. Break them down.
Try to break them all the way down.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Where he, every time he come around, he got to hold his head in shame. I respect Kyrie. I respect him. And even when he was up there, he was wearing his unk. Stop playing with me. Leave him alone. Like I said, but y'all not messing. Y'all not going after Jeff Bezos, who's making millions off of this. He's not making any money off of this, whether he commented or just shared the content. He's not making a dime off of it.
Goes to show you what it's really about, though. Goes to show you what it's really about. Because if you can't address, right. It's just that right there speaks for itself. It goes to show you exactly what it is. You know?
Honey, listen. I don't know what to really come of this. You know, I hope that the league do right by him. Because, again, we already know how that's going to go because we know who the commissioner of the league is and what he is.
Exactly.
So I'm not even going to touch that. I don't want our show to be blocked either because they probably own this shit too. But, they really are that 5-game suspension and all of that shit was a little harsh. It was very unnecessary because he did nothing to anybody.
He didn't
do anything to anybody. So, you know, at this point, like, again, where's his brothers at? Where's his brothers? Where's they too busy being gatekeepers. I'm sorry. I say that. These brothers are too busy being gatekeepers. I won't be able to be on TV as much as I used to. They might take my endorsement. They might take my endorsement, so I can't say that out loud.
Take it. Goodbye.
Well,
Christmas, I got it. I get another one. Goodbye. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now.
So you got to give up your freedom of speech for an endorsement. I guess that's the price of it. I, at the end of the day, if we try to put all this stuff together, I guess if you can have freedom of speech, we'll take your freedom of speech to give you an endorsement. But if we give you an endorsement, you got to shut up and not state your opinion.
But we'll give you your endorsement, but with limitations. You know, you can have it, but there's limitations. You know, to it.
Exactly.
So it's not just we're giving it to you
that.
Just to give it to you. No, there's limitations to it.
Yeah.
And while you have it, just be quiet.
Don't say nothing. You're gonna do what I say do.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, and time is of the essence, and unfortunately,
hold on, real quick, because somebody just sent me a message
ahead,
they would like for me to read. So,
says
that said that I think he has a plan. He's been set up there with the big dogs. He knows what. We don't know, but we're so quick to cancel him out. Not me. I'm waiting, hoping something positive will come from all of this. So, but there's another one. But they went back. I have to go back because they sent two messages. That was the second message that I actually read. So it says, I understand, and they're talking about Kanye right now, a.k.a. Ye. I don't like the George Floyd comment. However, he knew what he was going on with the Jews or whoever. And get out of them contract. He did what he did, but also I feel like he did what he did. White Lives Matter, just to show the world that fast they'll cancel him for that. Just notice nothing else matters, and that's my opinion. That was an opinion from one of our listeners. So, you know, I again, a lot of what Kanye said was the truth. Like, but when it happens like that. You could be loud and right, and you're wrong because of your delivery. So sometimes if you're yelling, people can't hear you talking. You know what I'm saying? So he makes a lot of sense with a lot of things. He does make a lot of sense. He has a problem articulating. I said this from day one. Now, but where he lost me at is when he started jumping on the bandwagon with that raggedy ass Candace Owens. He lost me there because she has no intentions for us, period. So, I don't know. I would like to sit down and have a conversation with Kanye on his level. I would love to have a conversation with him, you know, to see. I want you to tell me exactly what you're thinking. Now, I don't want to hear what you're going to do. I don't want to hear that. What are you actually thinking? You know what I'm saying? So, as far as they go with this anti stuff that people are just throwing around all willy-nilly, it's a bunch of hogwash. And like I said, the truth doesn't hurt unless you're living a lie. And that's what's happening.
That's the whole fact. Yeah.
So go
I
ahead,
agree with that one.
Uh-huh.
I was gonna say yes. I was gonna say time is.
All right,
yes.
Let me go first. Let me go first. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go first, okay.
Nope,
real great show, ladies. Hope you can hear me. Great show. I enjoy myself tonight. Wonderful topic though. We definitely have to elaborate a little bit more on it. And get these people to call in and really give their feedback on it. I don't know why y'all playing. The lines are lit up. You have to press that one button and go on. We see y'all. Just say something. What's up?
Yes.
Tell a friend to check us out next week Wednesday. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm going to start calling people, like calling you. Like, hey, how you doing? You're on the air. Like that. Next week, baby. You don't get them. Next week Wednesday, call people. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to Diva Squad. You're on the air.
Wow.
word.
We're gonna call them right from the studio. Just our numbers together. I'm just saying. Wonderful show. Love y'all.
Love
you.
Yeah.
Passing the mic, baby. This is all strong.
Great topic.
I was gonna say, I don't even know where I was gonna start from, but really, really quick, I just recently moved to an area where, and it's so odd for me to see so many of our people, my brothers and sisters, I've never been surrounded by so much love, so much, I'm not in the melting pot anymore. I'm not in New York. I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, which is new ground for me, because I was raised in the Hamptons, where I was the only African-American person from kindergarten to sixth grade. I didn't know about my people. I really didn't. I didn't really know my brothers and sisters. And here I am now. It's so beautiful. It's a whole new world for me, and it's so beautiful, and I'm so grateful. And just to see this, you know, walking to a store, walking to a doctor's office, walking to so many facilities, everything that I do, I'm surrounded by my people, my brothers and my sisters, and it's so beautiful. And I'm not president, but I love my people and I support us 100%. Am I my brother's keeper? Am I my sister's keeper? Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, I'm passing on the mic.
Okay. Again, folks, thanks for stopping it up. Yes, thanks for chopping it up with us divas tonight and every night. We have our callers, listeners. I have people that were actually texting me. If you heard me a little delayed, because I was reading at the same time I was talking, so they were sending me messages and all of that stuff. Again, we appreciate y'all. As far as tonight's topic of being my brother's keeper, if you're not going to be that 100, wholeheartedly, don't even let it come out your mouth. You know, power of life or death lies in the tongue, so, you know, be 100%. Be 100% of who you are. And whoever you're dealing with, you be 100% to them. Give them all you got, even if they only receive 80. You still give it your 100. So, you know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Stand your ground as far as it goes, freedom of speech. Just because I am pro something doesn't mean I'm anti anything. Nothing wrong with trying to find out who you are. And I stand with Kyrie. I thank y'all again. We on every week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, write this number down, 319-527-6761. Tell a friend. If you want to call in, you got to press 1 to get on live. Again, you don't have to give your government name. Excuse me, your government name or anything. You could be anybody you want to be. We already know that. So, but we're not here to blow anybody up. If you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss, you can email the show at geequee002@gmail.com. You can email myself at seduce33@yahoo.com. You can hit us in our inboxes on Facebook. We on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm on all social media platforms. So if y'all have anything y'all would like for us to discuss, we will do so. Just drop us a line or two, and we got you covered. If you know of any authors or artists that are looking for interviews, you give me a shout also. Give one of us ladies a shout, and we will work on getting that interview in. Again, tell a friend to tell a friend. 319-527-6761, 8 p.m. Wednesday evening. Oh, man, I messed that up. Again, on that note, I'm chucking up the deuces.
Uh-huh.
But a baby.
That I thought I couldn't find.